Dictation for Debbie Simpson. D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Deborah. First, last name is Simpson. S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 6-2-1983. Date of accident is 12-24-2022. Date of service 10-10-2024. Miss Deborah Simpson is a victim of an automobile accident where she was a restrained driver and was involved in a T-bone accident on her driver's side. The impact caused her pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to both the buttocks posteriorly, and the pains have remained constant and severe. The neck pain has been, and the mid-back pain and lower back pain are varying from 7 to 8. No radiation is listed from neck to the upper extremity. Patient has been doing physical therapy and chiropractic treatments. She do not have any pain in the hip and the knee anymore, but the lower back pain is reported to going across. She underwent a sacroiliac joint injection that removed her pain 90% in the area of the SI joint. However, the lower back pain is still continuing, but it is remarkably improved. The neck pain is also continuing, but it gets better with the cervical epidural injection, almost 90% to 100%, but then it comes back and she is interested to get another injection for the neck area. She do not want any surgical intervention. She didn't want any spinal cord stimulation device, and she only wants to have a conservative treatment. Otherwise, she's working on a light duty job. She's a phlebotomist. The ADLs are reported affected are between 6 and 7, and she does report 20% overall improvement in the lower back, and overall 80% improvement is reported by the current treatment. The patient's file is available to review for the ADL for system reviews as well as for additional changes, and for current pain medication, and patient is taking Ultram for pain relief. Substance abuse, she uses marijuana gummies, and for compliance system. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 145/86, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the examination will remain the same as previous visits, dated 9/11/2024, dictation number is 0916-032. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the physical therapy focusing on neck and lower back and bilateral sacroiliac joints. Patient is allowed to continue working on a light duty job of 8 hours 6 days with 10 pound lifting limit. The maps and the labs have been reviewed. Patient is found consistently in a very compliant. Medications are received for her, which are Mobix 7.5 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. She is allowed Protonix 20 milligram twice a day. Ultram is provided for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for the anxiety and panic, and Zoloft is provided for ongoing anxiety, panic, depression, mood problem. Fear research are provided for headache relief. Again, the new labs have been obtained and the patient is being discharged to continue for physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, home exercises have been. Patient is insisting on having another epidural injection for her cervical spine as she finds it to be of a good relief, and it will be done on the next week or a few weeks from now. Thank you. A repeat SI joint is also, you know, should be done in another month. Other than that, patient is quite stable. Thank you.